Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, as I was listing great Steelers-Ravens moments, notable Steelers-Ravens moments, Ron, of course I skipped the greatest one of all in most people's minds, which would be Troy Polamalu's interception return at Heinz Field in the AFC Championship game, said to be the loudest Heinz Field ever was. One of the great plays in Steelers history is what it was. Troy raising the ball as he crossed the goal line as if it was a gift to the football gods. That's the number one play for Steelers fans anyway in Steelers-Ravens history. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, a little bit reluctantly, because there have been so many of them, and I hate to limit it to one, but I would have to say that was probably, you know, I was there that night. I can still hear that crowd, the roar, nothing like it. And, I mean, and of course, just the nature of the play and the player who made it, right? I mean, that's what made it so spectacular.
Yeah, and the fact that it basically sent them to the Super Bowl, it was just, I mean, that to me, it's that, and then it's probably a tie between Ben DeSantonio, which was so long ago that you forget how big the game was, you forget the nature of it, was it a touchdown, was it not at the goal line, that and the immaculate extension, the great Antonio Brown play at the goal line that basically won them the division that year. I think that was on Thanksgiving night as well. That year, those are the other two that top my list.
I don't think you're saying basically one. I think it did win the division that year, Joe. Actually, I mean, I think the winner of that game was going to win the division, if my memory serves. That was probably be number two on my list, just because. I mean, they went for it all. I mean, Ben went for it all there. If he is stopped short, they run out of time and they lose that game. And Antonio made sure they didn't lose that game with that play. So that would probably be number two on my list after Troy's. I was in Baltimore for the Santonio Holmes game, and I remember that. You might remember, didn't Troy have when the night Ben broke his nose by Haloti Ngata, they threw the winning touchdown pass to Ike Redman, if I remember correctly. And that play was set up by a Polamalu strip sack, I believe, of Joe Flacco. I believe that Lamar Woodley recovered it, but Troy made that play too, and that was a huge game too.
Man, was it ever. And all the Ravens, I felt like that night, had to do was punt, and they have a really good punter. But then again, they had seen Ben go down the field on them late before, so they probably wanted to ice the game, and here comes Troy flying over the line of scrimmage with an unbelievable play as the Ravens passed when they probably didn't need to. Anyway, Ron, we have Pittsburgh Phil on the line. What's up?
Hi, Joe. How you doing, Ron?
Good.
I was just telling the producer or whoever answered the phone that I had so much hatred back in the day, and Ron probably remembers, for the Oakland Raiders. And that intensifies to about the same hatred I have for Baltimore. The games were so big back then with Madden, Stabler, Tatum. I just had so much hatred for Madden, and they were always so good, and they put fear in me every time we played them, just like the Baltimore Ravens do. They put fear in me, and then it turns into hatred as the game goes along. But I got to be honest with you, that's a hell of a rivalry we have now with them. I think it's the best.
Thanks for the call,
well,
man.
You're not going to get an argument from me. I mean, I do think it's the best in football. you know, maybe the Browns can become one again if they get good again. I mean, just 2 weeks ago was an awful lot of fun. And we got to remember all of this is couched this year with no fans being in the building. That is always part of it. The Steeler crowd here for the Ravens, the Baltimore crowd there, Joe. And, you know, you and I both have been everywhere with the Steelers. Baltimore might be the hardest ticket to get for Steeler fans. They don't sell them the way other teams do. And it's always such a scene down there when they play. And that's going to be missing this week. But that's the only thing that's going to be missing for me, Joe.
I think it's kind of been dormant for a few years, this rivalry, Ron, with the changing in personnel. The Ravens struggled for a few years. I mean, it wasn't long ago. What was it, 2 years ago that we were talking about Harbaugh maybe being fired in the middle of a season? And the Steelers haven't made the playoffs in a couple years. So I feel like the rivalry is just getting sparked back up. I feel like it's been dormant for a little bit. And yet, when I look around the NFL, you know, which rivalry is better? I don't know. Even if it's been dormant for a little while, I can't necessarily think of one around the league. And I think this one is gonna rekindle in a hurry, which gives it, even if it's been dormant for a little while, which gives it some lasting power, which not a lot of other rivalries have. Like, I feel like Patriots-Colts for a while with Manning and Brady was a great rivalry. But how long really was it in the end compared to this? You know what I mean? And then there's others around the league. I don't know. Packers-Bears, do I care about that? Do a lot of people care about that? Not really. Seahawks-49ers was great for a few years there. But this one seems to have lasting power, especially now that it's ready to launch again. I think it's the best in the league.
Yeah, I can't name one. You know, I mean, somebody else may name one. I can't off the top of my head. And I agree with you. It's just been it's always one of the 2 days of the year I look forward to. And I'm really looking forward to this again on Sunday because it is such a great rivalry. And the teams obviously don't like each other. That is no secret. And they've had such memorable moments, Joe. And I think there's probably a pretty good chance we'll have another good memory coming out of it this weekend.
Would you agree, though, Ron, that it's been a little bit on the down low for a couple years because of both teams struggling, because of the turnover and personnel? Like, I don't really remember many of the games between these teams from the past couple years. Last year's home game here was interesting for sure, but nothing too memorable over the last few years.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that is fair. You know, the Ravens missed the playoffs like 3 years in a row and could have been 4 out of 5, if I remember correctly. And the Steelers have missed it the last 2 years, and that kind of takes it away. Although the game here last year, as you said, was interesting. I mean, I thought the Steelers were going to win that game. I thought they played Lamar Jackson as what? They played Lamar Jackson. Yeah, that's exactly right. Duck was the guy who would have led it. You know, but then they went to Baltimore at the end of the year and basically just quit and sort of embarrassed themselves, for lack of a better word. They wanted nothing to do with that game at the end of the year, and they got killed with, you know, RG3 as the quarterback. But, yeah, it was off for a couple of years, but, man, I think it's all the way back right now.
Oh, I think all eyes in the league are on this game right now, and I can't wait to watch it. And I want to ask you, Ron, and other folks at the top of the hour, what we think the magic number is here for winning this division. Like, what's the roadmap for the Steelers? And I'm going to give you what I think will be their final record, and I honestly think this is attainable, and I still wonder if it'll be good enough in the end. I think both these teams have a chance to finish with eye-popping records. Let's talk about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.